the rest of the story. In those days, the promised land seemed an impossible dream. But Polish-born New York banker Chaim Soloman, one of those dreamers, thrived on a challenge. So did Hyman leave his property and his prosperity and his prospects behind to join forces with those who had set out to claim an impossible prize, a land of their own. Hyman's new comrades, brought together from afar by this common cause, were a distinguished lot. Benjamin, Samson, Hyman Levy, Isaac and David Franks, Joseph and Benjamin Jacobs, Bernard and Michael Gratz, Samuel Lyon, Benjamin Knowns, Isaac Moses, Moses Mordecai, and Mordecai Noah, and many more men of means who had shunned their security for a shining ideal. And thus into harm's way advanced these latter-day children of Israel, merchants and bankers and brokers who became captains and majors and colonels, even infantry, all of whom fought and many of whom died, and none was braver or materially sacrificed more than Chaim Soloman. Early in the conflict, Chaim joined the underground, in which service he gathered information, disseminated propaganda, recruited operatives, and disrupted the enemy hit and run from the shadows. These covert activities led to Chaim's arrest, although even in detainment he sought to undermine the morale of enemy troops. Following his release, Chaim received the next assignment directly from the commanding general. His mission included sabotaging enemy weapons and transportation, destroying their supplies. In those endeavors, Chaim was so effective that the enemy prioritized his recapture, and he was seized and imprisoned and brutalized, even sentenced to death. And yet, bribing a guard, Chaim escaped to return to his regiment and to fight on. But the contributions of Chaim Soloman to his cause were more than military. For in addition to risking his life, he dedicated his fortune, amassed through years in business, dedicated his fortune to this new nation for which he and his comrades strived. There were many and massive loans to the new government to keep it solvent, also outright contributions toward the relief of the struggling, burgeoning citizenry, and beyond that, Chaim Soloman negotiated vital war subsidies from other nations. That impossible dream cost Chaim Soloman everything he owned, nearly $700,000 in cash and other incalculable expenses for which neither he nor his heirs were ever reimbursed. Indeed, not 2 years after the war's end, Chaim Soloman died penniless. But don't let it be forgot that once upon a revolution whose cannon fire resounds even yet, there were innumerable and indispensable Jewish sons of liberty who, knowing better than any the perils of ignoring persecution, rallied to the rescue of our self-evident truths, and who, under General George Washington, gave their all in the army of a promised land called the United States of America. I know, from the time you were small, you were taught to celebrate the sacrifices of the patriots and to revere the men called our forefathers. Well, today you've met a few that until now you never knew. Today you've heard the rest of the story.